with a message from God's Word, here's Charles Stanley.
There are only two ways to walk in this life, and that is to walk wisely or to walk unwisely. If you choose to walk wisely in this life, here's what you can expect. You can expect contentment. You can expect courage. You can expect confidence in your life. You can expect peace and progress and some bit of prosperity, whatever God chooses to send you. And above all else, you can anticipate God's presence and power and His wonderful, marvelous approval of your life. But if you choose to walk unwisely, you can expect something different. Conflict, consternation. You can expect disappointment, disillusionment, discontent. And you can expect the very opposite of God's approval, but His disapproval of your life. And if you walk unwisely long enough, and you exclude God out of your life, one of these days you'll die without Christ, without God, without hope, without heaven, and spend eternity separated from Him. Only foolish people avoid, deny, ignore, and delay decisions that absolutely are inevitable. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. You may not believe that. If you don't believe it because the Bible says so, look around you. Are not people dying? Do you know anybody who's 200 years old? No. One of these days, all of us are going to die. And we're going to face Almighty God as our judge. It's not a matter of whether we might or may not. And so when you know something is that inevitable, wise men and women plan for what is inevitable in their life. Well, you only walk one of two ways, wisely or unwisely. And all of us have decisions we make every single day. We make wise decisions or unwise decisions. Those decisions affect every single aspect of our life. It's very clear in God's Word that He wants you and me to walk wisely for this reason, in order that you and I may become the persons He created us to be. And secondly, that you and I may accomplish the work that God has set before us, whoever you may be. Not only that, He wants us to walk wisely so that all the marvelous benefits that God has provided and prepared and promised in His Word to all of us, we will be able to enjoy. Only a fool would turn down the benefits of God. How foolish when there is a right way to walk in the wrong way. When you can walk in wisdom, why walk in a way that is unwise? Well, I want you to turn, if you will, to Ephesians chapter 5. And I want us to look at this particular passage that has to do with God's challenge to us to walk wisely. And in this fifth chapter of Ephesians, beginning in verse 15, here's what he says. On the basis of his admonitions to us before, he says, "Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And Paul is simply saying to us this. He says, on the basis of the kind of world in which we live, he says, "Therefore, be careful how you walk." When he talks about our walk, he talks about our daily life, our lifestyle. Be careful how you live, is what he's saying. That is, be sensitive to what's going on around you. Be alert to what's happening. We have three enemies, the world system, the flesh, and the devil. He says, be careful how you walk. Not only that, he says, making the most of your time. That is, taking advantage of every opportunity that you and I have. If we walk wisely, we will take advantage of opportunity. If we walk wisely, we will not squander our time, our resources, our finances, our relationships. We will be sensitive. We'll watch out what's going on around us. We will be alert. We will be on guard lest somehow Satan trip us up. And so he says, take advantage of every opportunity because the days are evil. That is, you and I live in a world that is hostile against God, a world full of temptation and difficulty and trial, and a world that is operating on a very, very unwise basis. Then he says, so then, do not be foolish. Don't live an unwise life. Don't walk unwisely. But he says, understand what the will of the Lord is. What's the will of the Lord? The will of the Lord is that you and I would walk wisely in order that we may become the persons God wants us to be, do the things God wants us to do, and that you and I would enjoy all the benefits that God has for us. Well, you say, what do you mean walking wisely? So what I'd like for us to do is to look at this whole issue of what wisdom is all about and what's involved in walking wisely. And let's think about why we need to walk wisely. We need certainly to walk wisely because of the nature, the atmosphere of the world in which you and I live. It is a world that's very, as he says here, for example, he says, put it in his terms, the days are evil. We walk in a society that is morally corrupt. Everywhere you turn, you see moral corruption penetrating our society. Not only that, we in our life, as you go about your lifestyle, as you go about your business, your home, your friends and so forth, we see and we feel the pressure of that moral corruption. You see that in the business office. You see it in parties. You see it everywhere. You see it in every aspect of life, whether it's the media, whether it's the entertainment world, whether it's business, medicine, science, church, you name it. Moral corruption penetrates every single facet of our society, and we live in or under or amidst the pressure of that kind of moral corruption. And so therefore, when he says, watch out, be careful how you live because we live in evil days, you know, all we need to do is look around us and see that that's exactly what's happening. And we see people who are committed to that kind of life, a very unwise lifestyle. Now, they think it's a big deal. They're proud of it. They get their names in the newspapers, and they're in the on the television, and they're in the movies, and all the things that are happening out there, and all this looks real good. But the issue is it the wise way to live? Are we operating as a nation in a wise method according to what God would consider wisdom? And so when you think about the fact that in every facet of society we're making these decisions, ask yourself this question. Is it not true that we need to be wise, for example, in our business dealings? Do we not need to be wise in our families, wise in raising our children, wise in our finances, wise in our relationships, wise in our relationship to God? In other words, wise with our health, wise with our plans and our goals and our opportunities in life. Yes, most of us certainly want to make wise decisions, but there are times when believers as well as unbelievers make unwise decisions. They know something is not the right thing. They know it's not the wise thing. They know that ultimately there'll probably be consequences as a result of doing that or going there or being that, whatever it might be. And so we live in a world where seeking wisdom is not really any big thing, but rather seeking to satisfy and to gratify whatever desires and needs we have. The idea of living wisely is sort of almost a foreign idea. The idea of being wise is something we put on the back burner. What we want to do is we want to be entertained, we want to be fulfilled, we want to be gratified, we want to be pleased, we want to be happy, we want to have peace, we want to have prosperity, we don't want anybody bothering us, we want all these things, but whatever happened to wisdom? Well, that's a good question. Whatever happened to wisdom? And so, instead of being able to make wise decisions and being able to know how to go about it and know when a decision is wise, people live in a quandary. And so they're like, I'm not sure about this. Well, I've got to ask so-and-so. And sometimes they go to very unwise counsel to seek counsel, and so they make one unwise decision after the other. And what happens is it's costly. Very costly. The consequences are costly. And then they ask themselves the question, well, I can't figure out what happened. If you attempt to live your life and never give any thought to the question, is this a wise decision? Is this the wise way for me to go? Is this the wise thing for me to do? Is this the wise investment? Is this the wisest way to treat my children? Is this the wisest way to carry on the vocation that God's given me? The question is this a wise way? Is this a wise decision? Somehow it never crosses many people's minds. What satisfies me? Question number one, is this the wisdom of God? Somehow it never crosses people's minds. So let me ask you a question.